Mid-Cities family, over the next several weeks, you're going to hear some messages from people from the pew just like you. They're not professional preachers or speakers. They're people who God has done incredible things in their own lives, and they're going to come share some of those stories with us. How it's going to work is every week there's going to be two messages that you're going to hear from the pew. And I hope you are ready to see what God's going to do. Amy Cravey has been a part of our family for over 10 years. She served in an array of areas, including teaching our children in Elevate and Refuel. She served on Free Indeed Leadership. She is currently a discipleship group leader, along with her husband, Bud. They have two incredible kids, Lila and Gus. And she's even written a children's book about kids and their identity in Christ. And we are so glad that she's coming from the pew to share with you today. Let's give it up for Amy Cravey.
Yes. Good morning, family. Good morning. Many of you know me. Many of you have at least seen me around the halls of Mid-Cities. But this morning, I'm going to share with you a story that you probably don't know about me. You see, in the spring of 2017, I ran my first 5K at 40. Say that five times fast. There I am, coming around the curve. Can y'all hear chariots of fire? Da, 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 da. I hadn't planned on running a 5K. I had actually hired a trainer about 9 months prior. This is her. Just to get stronger, right? More healthy. And she showed up on the route and has her nice little sign, run as if your trainer is watching. And you better believe I ran when I came by her. There was no like quick jogging, right? I was so empowered, so excited on this health journey that I was on. But I didn't know that 2 weeks after this picture was taken, that overwhelming pain would begin to attack my body. In my neck, my back, it would radiate into my head, into my hands and my feet. There were days I couldn't get out of bed. There were days my husband had to leave work early just to pick up our kids because I was in so much pain I couldn't drive. We even had to switch out our cookware because it was too heavy for me and it caused pain when I would lift it. I mean, it overtook our life. It flipped our lives upside down. And forget about running. I could barely walk around the block without having to recover for 3 or 4 days. Within the course of 3 years, trying to figure out what was going on with my muscles, with my neck, with my back, with the nerves, I have a little list of the doctors I saw. This was in the course of three years. I saw a neurosurgeon, two pain doctors, two chiropractors, a spinal surgeon, a back specialist, a physical therapist, a massage therapist, a stretch therapist. I had two MRIs, a back x-ray, a nerve study, two nerve blocks, a failed nerve ablation. That was lots of fun, by the way. 47 trigger point injections, 18 months of physical therapy, pain patches, pills, all the prayers, and a partridge in a pear tree in 3 years. And in January 2020, my doctor sat me down and said, I've done everything I can for you. I'm going to send you to a specialist who will implant a pain management pump into your spine. Now, for some people, I know that's a good answer for them, but I did not have peace about it. Neither did my husband, and we decided to take a couple of months, regroup, ask the Lord what we needed to do. I was still in pain. Now, we know what happened, right, in March of 2020. The world shut down, and I, because I'm super special like that, started a new battle, and that was a battle to breathe. Because what started as just kind of asthma that wasn't cooperating with inhalers and breathing treatments turned into, within the course of 5 weeks, double pneumonia, And not just double pneumonia, but my doctor said to me with wide eyes and a terrified face, your lungs look like they have COVID. Even though I didn't have any other symptoms, she said my lungs were at such a critical place that I had to get to the emergency room within the hour. So you can imagine our world once again did a somersault, and we zoomed back home for me to pack a bag because we knew the likelihood that I would be admitted to the hospital and I would be alone because, you know, COVID was highly likely. Now, before Bud loaded me up to drop me off, we stood in the kitchen. My daughter was crying. My son was crying. I was crying. Bud's eyes were sweating a little bit. And he laid hands on me and he prayed for healing. Now, this was not a last-ditch effort. In fact, after 3 years of being in chronic pain, we had gotten pretty good at praying for healing. In fact, it was kind of a practice, a habit. Every night when Bud climbed into bed, he would lay his hands on my neck or my back or my head and pray for healing. And when my lungs started misbehaving, we just added that to the list. But something was different this time. And when he was done praying, I felt what can only be described as a lightning rod of peace shooting from my head to my toes. And I didn't know really what that was, but I knew it was supernatural, and I had a feeling that I was going to be okay. So this is my selfie taken from the emergency room in the pretty green gown about an hour and a half after I had had another chest x-ray, a CT scan, and a whole bunch of blood work because, you know, double pneumonia, right? So I'm laying there, hanging out, and in comes the doctor. And he says to me, well, I have some news. You don't have double pneumonia. And in fact, you don't have COVID lungs. Everything is 100% clear. And he was just as flabbergasted as I was. And I told him about the prayers. And I told him about the lightning rod of peace that now I knew was the healing hand of God over my body. And that doctor in the emergency room looked at me and he smiled and he said, well, he heard you. Family, God heals. He heals. He provided this for us through the sacrifice of his son, Jesus. We sometimes forget that, yes, Jesus died on the cross for our sins, so we don't have to be covered in this cloak of shame and condemnation. And when we choose him and we commit to follow him, we also get to spend eternity with him in heaven. And that is great news, good news. But when he died on the cross, he also took our curses. And that includes sickness and disease. And in 1 Peter 2:24, Scripture says, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. Jesus' ravaged body gives our bodies wholeness and health. And God did not just make this plan, but he gives the commands for us to ask him for this healing. And in James 5:14, it says, is anyone among you sick? let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. God heals. Now, family, I know there are some of you who have prayed and God has not healed your loved one this side of heaven. And I know there are some of you contending right now for healing. I still am praying for healing in my body and release of all of this pain. But I don't have the answers to all these questions. I don't have the answers to all these buts. Our family here, our staff, Mid-Cities Church, we believe in healing. We believe in healing so much that we have a conference the end of August dedicated to prophecy and healing. You may have seen the slide on the screen. And we invite you to come and to dive deeper. But for now, right today, here, I'm going to challenge you that if you are contending for healing for yourself or for a loved one, that you ask him one more time. I think to myself, what if we had not stood in my kitchen one more time and asked the Lord for healing? When would I have been healed? Ask him one more time. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. So we're going to ask him today. We're going to ask him tomorrow. And we're going to ask him next Thursday to do the healing work in our body. And so I want to pray with you. I want to stand with you. So if you are contending for healing today in your body, or you have been praying for healing over a loved one, I want you to just slip up your hand in faith that God hears you. He hears this prayer of one more time. And I'm going to ask you, if you are disappointed, if you have despair and doubt because you are feeling like he doesn't hear your prayers, that you gather all of that up and that you cast it at the feet of Jesus while we pray. Father God, you are so good to us. You are so good to give us this healing plan, God, and the command to ask for it. And we know that you hear us. You listen to our cries. And Father, right now, I just ask that every hand that is raised today, Lord, that you just sweep through this sanctuary, Father, and touch each hand with your supernatural healing power. Father, we thank you that sometimes you heal fast and sometimes you heal slow and sometimes you heal through a process and sometimes you use doctors. God bless doctors. God, we just ask that you initiate healing today in this room for every person raising their hand. And we speak to any spirit of infirmity and we say you have no place in these saints' bodies. Healing is their heritage. And we declare that today. Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice. Amen.